Whatever, Dave.
Whatever, Dave.
Whatever, Dave.
Okay, say yeah, Dave.
Whatever.
Whatever, Dave.
It's the Whatever, Dave Radio Network, wherever fine podcasts are ignored.
Good evening, fellas.
Whatever, Dave.
That's what you think.
Richard is looking absolutely jacked in that shirt, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
Yes, it's a very nice apparel. What's the occasion?
Well, number one.
I wanted to look good for you.
Right.
Okay.
Now, for those who are listening to us, Richard's wearing this, like, I can only describe it as Prince Eric from The Little Mermaid, but in black. He's got this tight black shirt just straining against his muscles with just a tuft of seductive chest hair peeking through.
Oh, I'm glad you noticed.
I describe it as the medium V-neck.
The medium V-neck.
Yeah.
Okay. In between a small and a medium?
Yes, medium V-neck.
Oh,
yes.
I've never heard that before. I like that.
There's no sexier term in male apparel than the medium.
Yeah.
So it's going to be very...
Do you have your dress sweats on with that
It's really none of your business.
Gray sweatpants.
Why don't you come on over here and you'll find out.
According to TikTok, the ladies like gray sweatpants.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that a
green?
Thing?
Gray.
Gray.
Because you can see.
Oh,
it's like a push-up bra, I guess, for men. But my point was it's going to be very hard for me to concentrate with Richard looking so much like a snack. But I'm going to try to get through it. Speaking of TikTok, have you seen this thing? People cannot be this gullible. This trend going around, people saying it's a recipe for a healthy Coke.
Uh-oh.
Yes, I saw that.
Did you see what the recipe was?
Yeah, this is like the dumbest thing I've ever seen in my life.
I cannot believe people are actually trying this. Dave, go ahead and say what the recipe
is. If I remember correctly, it's like bubbly, sparkling water.
Any sparkling water on hand.
And then it's like...
A splash of vinaigrette.
Yeah.
Balsamic vinaigrette.
I thought it was something else that somebody else used, but it was like that, like a vinegar base something or other. And then it looks like you're drinking Coke.
Right. And then half the people are drinking and saying, that tastes just like Coke.
There's no way.
Those are the internet shysters who are not to be trusted. And then the other half of people are saying, oh, this is disgusting. Like they actually thought it was balsamic vinaigrette watered down with LaCroix was going to taste like Coca-Cola.
Oh. As someone who takes Coke very seriously.
And who's not a fan of LaCroix.
Yeah. I'm offended by that.
Yeah.
Hmm.
I mean, like I said, I'm watching this and I said, there's no way people are. Like, I could see it maybe if you wanted to make that and punk somebody and say, hey, I poured you a glass of Coke and they drink it and get some bubbly vinaigrette. But I can't believe that there are people actually gullible enough to think that was going to taste like healthy Coke.
I feel like Mike sits around during some of his free time and just thinks of what would be the cool TikTok trend that we could create that would get a lot of hits.
I don't like TikTok trends. I mean, some of them are fun, but I don't know. Although I'm tasked with doing TikToks for the station, I sometimes hate TikTok. Rich and I were talking about it. Like, I'll be scrolling through, enjoying my day, and then there's like a sad video about dog.
Yeah. Oh, they're awful. I can't stand those.
And I know why I get these in my algorithm. I don't like the videos, but I watch them. It's someone like dying of a terminal disease.
Yeah.
And then I'll try to go back and see like where they got sick and how they got sick.
Oh, you do a little retracing.
So I get go down a rabbit hole. And and then my For You feed is sad dog content and people dying.
Well, I showed you that merman.
Yeah.
That was really creepy, man.
Yeah.
You think it's just a dude in a costume.
Yeah, Rich found it's supposedly a real mermaid.
It is. It's a real merman.
It's the new Loch Ness monster.
And he's flopping around on a rock, and then he goes back into the ocean.
I can't even follow the algorithm that's on the TikTok when I go on. It's so many random videos that I don't know why these would show up. It's
puzzling.
There's no line to follow. It's very sporadic.
Well, I mean, I make sure to like the videos I like and then scroll by because you can harvest your algorithm to be stuff that you like. But for some reason, I'll just be, funny dance here. Oh, this guy's doing an impression of dads in certain situations. Like, boom. Oh, the one actually made me tear up. It was a video of Tim Tebow.
What?
With his dog. It says, Tim Tebow feeds his dog for the last time. And the video starts with Tim Tebow with, I can't remember, it was a big, beautiful dog. And he's feeding him something, he's laughing. And then Tim Tebow on just the drop of a hat goes from laughing to sobbing.
Oh,
and I'm like, oh my God, you need to stop this right now, TikTok.
Ugh.
You know, I had a friend who I had to unfollow. This was before TikTok. It was
like
on Facebook.
It was me.
Where he had a this is how it was. The camera was a cute little puppy dog, like a little golden retriever or whatever. And then you see the camera pan over to the right, and it's a giant python.
What?
And then you see the camera go back over.
No.
And then you see the python come and like eat the dog.
Dave. Oh my God.
And I'm just like,
why would you even tell us
I'm
about
I'm just
that?
Like, what?
Dave.
And then I had to unfriend the person after posting
Dave,
this.
Suck.
It was horrible.
Wow, yeah, Dave. That is horrible.
It was horrible.
I wanted to friend you after telling me about that.
it was a joke. Maybe they had like a fake
stuffed dog.
That's what I choose to believe.
It looked pretty real.
All right.
I choose to believe my fake dog stuffed animal thing.
Yeah,
it was an inanimate object that the python swallowed, which is cruel to the python.
Yeah.
You don't want to feed it just a bunch of cotton.
But you also don't want to feed a little cute puppy dog.
Yeah,
all
right. Okay,
you know?
That's enough, Dave. Dave, once again, Dave is taking it to you.
Dave, you suck.
This is what we're talking about, sad dog stories.
I actually want to quit. I want to quit this whole podcast right now.
We don't know if it was real.
Okay.
No, I don't think it was
Rich,
real,
you know,
Michael.
Rich makes a good point.
It's right. Not like my merman thing.
Right. That was irrefutable proof. Another thing that took me by surprise this week, I guess Internet Explorer is finally done. I thought Internet Explorer died years ago.
Yeah, me too.
I didn't know it was still around.
Who doesn't use Chrome?
Exactly. Yeah. You know what? I actually have fixed, quote unquote, fixed people's computers by doing nothing more than insisting they stop using Internet Explorer and start using Chrome.
Yeah.
I was using Firefox for a little bit. Was that still a thing?
Firefox was good, but then it started doing what Chrome did and adding all the, I'm sorry, it started doing what Internet Explorer did and just started adding all these plugins, mm-hmm. you know, like a busy MySpace page, and it just kept everything.
And what's the other one?
Down to a crawl.
Edge?
Yeah.
Is that
that?
The...
See, and that's what I thought.
Edge.
That's what I thought replaced.
Wasn't that the new Internet Explorer?
Right.
I
so
thought
that,
so.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I still like, Chrome has some stuff that's built into it that I like. I like the bookmarks part of Chrome. I like... I like certain things about Chrome.
Well, I still use Netscape Navigator because that's the only...
Do you also use Dial-Up and Prodigy? And
the only browser that I can update my GeoCities site with.
Do you still have an AOL email?
Yeah. Angel Fire... Listen to the latest whatever, Dave. angelfire.com/state/mi/whatever,
Don't
Dave.
Forget the HTTP at the beginning. Yeah.
HTML.
He's still got 1,500 hours free from the CD that came in the mail.
Right.
Yeah, I really miscalculated the futures market on that one. All right, Dave. Well, assuming that you don't have any other stories as horrible as that dog python story, let's get in your stack of stuff.
Well, speaking about sad stories, we're going out to California.
You know, Dave, you suck.
Where
I miss when Dave was stuck on that island.
Where a man, a California,
those were the days.
A California man was found dead in Death Valley National Park after running out of gas. And then he just began walking in an extreme heat wave, and he just died.
You know what? These national parks are dangerous.
Oh, yeah.
I've been saying that for years. They need to fill those in.
Right.
Or at least get rid of them.
You know, put a 7-Eleven or a gas station.
Oh, yeah. Make them habitable for crying
every
out
mile
loud.
Or so.
It says here that the body of David Kelleher, 67, was found on Tuesday, nearly a week after running out of gas. And the park ranger noticed that there was a car. You know, when he found a crumpled up note inside of the car that said, out of gas.
Oh, my.
Wow.
And temperature is 123 degrees this guy was walking in.
Yeah, you're not going to make it far.
And, he didn't make it.
This reminds me of a tense situation that I faced up in a national park up near Traverse City.
Oh.
Traverse City, you got that big main drag. It's M. Is it M52? I don't remember the name, but mm-hmm. it's the main drag.
I think it's called Divine.
Yeah, M
it's
Divine
a main drag.
Yeah, RuPaul. And if you get off that main drag just outside of the city limits, it's just this giant national forest.
Oh my!
And so there was a little.
They need to cut that down.
Yeah, there was. Yeah, really. Maybe put a Menards up there or something.
Yeah. You there, poor guy.
There was a backup on the main drag okay. on the Divine there. So my GPS took me a little detour, and it was through the National Forest. And the whole time, we were probably driving through this National Forest for about a half hour. About 5 minutes in, my low fuel light comes on, and I've really got to go to the bathroom.
Oh, no. Double jeopardy.
On top of that, the GPS signal goes out.
Triple jeopardy.
So I'm just driving around whatever the Traverse City National Forest is, I don't want to get graphic, but I'm holding it.
Yeah.
And I'm low on gas, so I had a whole bunch of anxiety. And then I found, like, this one gas station that was, like, at the crossroads of these two podunk streets. And I don't think there was an old man on a rocking chair on the porch, but it had that feel.
Oh, yeah.
Because as soon as, like, you walk in, you could hear the banjos going.
That's a bad sign if you hear that.
And the whole
hills have eyes.
Right. And like, everyone in the gas station, like, turns and looks at you like,
who's the stranger
right.
in town?
We don't take kindly to you folks around here. So, something needs to be done with these national forests. They're too vast. They're too desolate. They're too isolated. There needs to at least be rangers.
Oh yeah.
With gas or whatever patrolling for situations like this.
Well, the National Park Service they encourage visitors to stay safe in the summer by not hiking at low elevations after 10 a.m.
or by staying home.
Stay within a short walk of air conditioning. I don't know what they mean by that.
Again, there needs to be 7-Elevens or gas stations every few feet of these national forests that have air conditioning.
Drinking plenty of water and eating salty snacks.
Or how about
that's
this?
Bad. Don't do that. Dehydrate you.
No, you're supposed to do that.
That's foolish. They shouldn't eat salty snacks. That dehydrates you. Go on, Michael.
These
are you going against the National Park Service?
Yes, I am. I have to say I am.
Okay. These national parks need to not be miles of nothing. There needs to be something there.
That's the whole point, though. Yeah. That's what they did.
So, anyway, it sounds like a screw-up on the National Forest Park.
It's the park's second fatality this month.
Wow.
So you're right. They're having some issues. So I guess the lesson learned is make sure you have
enough in the summertime.
Gas. Oh, yeah. Make sure your car's in good shape if you're going to go and do this.
Yeah.
All right, Dave. Next topic.
Have either of you ever been to the IKEA store?
I spent my 29th honeymoon at an IKEA store.
Oh, every time my wife and I go to IKEA, we always end up fighting, and we always end up fighting about what's the way out. Because
that's why I had a 30th honeymoon.
Right.
Well, as you walk around IKEA, you notice that they have very distinctive names for their products.
Do they?
Chair.
No, they have like
it's like a Freddy Krueger movie, man. You think like the exit's over here, and then you're just like where you started.
Oh. They have certain names like Kiviv, Trotnin, Malm,
right?
Which is they're all Swedish names.
Right,
it's a Swedish company.
Right.
Well, IKEA
is
now.
The Swedish people like to name their companies Swedish names.
They got meatballs there. That'd be cool.
Yeah, they do. They do have a restaurant
really?
There. Well, IKEA Norway has now.
Yeah, they're famous
for them. They've now built a name bank. Okay.
A name bank.
And what they're doing is, with over 800
Dave,
names.
Dave, banana, fanta,
exactly. Yeah.
Dave.
They're offering it. They're offering to help with baby names after the COVID-19 boom of babies that are going to be born. Okay. So
I feel like if you need IKEA to help you name your baby, you're probably not ready to be a parent.
In Denmark, which is where, obviously, in Copenhagen, where IKEA is headquartered, the country has registered 56,000 babies last year and more than 3,000 in 2020.
Is IKEA going to come over and feed your baby and wipe its butt?
But they're helping you name the baby. So would you like to go to the name bank and look up a very cool name for your newborn?
Look. I'm not a parent to a human, but I'm a parent to a dog, and I got to tell you, the easiest thing that we ever did as dog parents was coming up with a name. So if you can't come up with a name for your IKEA baby, just give it up for adoption.
Okay.
All right. IKEA baby.
What about you, Rich? Any interest in a cool Swedish name for one of your children you may have in the future?
No, not really. I can come up with cool names.
This is my
That's
baby.
That's never been a problem.
It's my baby Otto, short for Ottoman.
What is your favorite? What is your favorite name for a boy? And what is your favorite name for a girl?
No.
Another groundbreaking question.
Wow.
Yes.
Dave. You know, I like Darius for a gentleman.
Do you? Darius.
Yeah, okay. I think that's cool.
All right.
For a lady, for a girl, boy, I haven't given it much thought. I would say right. Emily.
Michael?
I'm going to say next topic because I don't care.
All right. What would you guys say if somebody offered you $2,000 to release 100 cockroaches into your home?
How
what?
Much?
Is this some weird fetish thing? What's the what's the
How
end
do you
game
know I
here?
I haven't done it.
Right.
A pest control company out of North Carolina is offering homeowners in the United States $2,000 in exchange for releasing 100 cockroaches into their home.
That's not that much, really.
To test out an experimental pest control method.
Nah, not enough money.
I mean, only 100? Yeah, I don't care.
The Pest Informer, based in North Carolina, is seeking 5 to 6 homeowners that will allow the company to release 100 American cockroaches. These are American cockroaches.
Oh, well, then that changes.
Into their houses to test out methods of getting rid of infestations.
We can't have the illegal cockroaches taking all of the American cockroaches' jobs.
The company says the trial will last for 30 days, and the pest control team will use traditional methods to eliminate the roaches if the experimental techniques prove unsuccessful.
Wait, say that one more time.
It says that the company said the trial will last for 30 days.
Yeah.
And the pest control team will use traditional methods to eliminate the roaches if the experimental techniques that they're trying to prove are unsuccessful.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, if they're offering people $2,000, they got to be pretty confident anyway.
All tested cockroach treatments will be family and pet safe. You must not try any traditional or any additional cockroach treatments during the duration of the study. So if it's not working, you can't freak out.
Yeah.
And try to use your own way to get rid of these cockroaches.
What is this method? Like they get like a 30-day eviction notice and then they take them to court and get a police escort out of there.
Applications to participate in the program are being accepted through July 31st and the homeowner will be paid $2,000 for the trial. I don't think I would take any amount of money to have them put 100 cockroaches into your home.
I mean, I wouldn't take $100 to release 2,000 cockroaches. I would take 2,000 to release 100 cockroaches.
You would?
Well, what's the old adage? If you see one, there's 1,000 more. So who's to say there's not 1,000 cockroaches
in your home already?
Right, that you don't know about.
Yeah, you know if there's cockroaches living in your place.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean,
I've been very lucky.
There's
$2,000 in this time of high gas prices.
Right.
Somebody might want
right.
to get some
of
money.
By the end of 30 days, you might be able to buy 2 gallons with that $2,000.
Right.
Exactly. At the end of 30 days, the gas, how much higher is it going to go? Yeah, right.
You know, I got to say, cockroaches look gross, but there's worse types of bugs you can find in your house. Bed bugs would be the worst. Those giant spiders from Iraq, I wouldn't want 100 of those in my
house.
They
got those?
In Iraq.
They're in the desert?
Yeah.
Wow.
Let's see. What else? Bed bugs, termites.
Scorpions.
Scorpions. Earwigs.
Earwigs.
Boa constrictors. So, I don't know. I would. My wife wouldn't do it. I would have to be a single man, but I don't know. 100 cockroaches doesn't really faze me.
Do you know what a house centipede is?
No.
It's like those long centipedes.
Or a brown recluse. Long. I wouldn't want one of those.
They have a million legs.
Ugh.
And I was once using the bathroom.
Oh.
You know, I was standing up.
Sure.
And one fell from the ceiling onto my head.
Oh.
It was awful.
Well, at least it didn't fall somewhere else.
It was terrible.
That is pretty gross.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm glad you survived that.
As did I.
Yeah.
As am I. I'm glad, too.
Next topic, Dave.
This takes place in Lake County, Michigan.
Wow. Which honeymoon did you spend there, Rich?
Yeah, exactly.
17th.
Yeah, right.
Wow.
So
one day I'm going to keep track of these, and then like one day Rich is going to like say a same number twice, and I'm going to have to fact check.
Exactly.
I would be absolutely blown away and tickled pink.
The
Lake County Sheriff said in a Facebook post that a sergeant attempted a traffic stop on Saturday with a vehicle traveling at a high rate of speed on US 10 in Weber Township. Anybody ever been to Weber Township?
No. I have not, no.
Okay. No.
That's where those giant spiders from Iraq live when they move here.
Right, it's where they summer.
Weber Township.
So he did.
Because the web.
Yeah.
The driver, a 40-year-old man, was arrested on multiple charges.
Dave, will you get to the point?
Well, what the cops found in the back of the car was surprise.
Oh, no. What's that? What's that?
And that was an alligator.
Holy smokes.
By the name of Karen.
The obvious joke, does Karen want to talk to the manager?
Apparently, Karen attempted to flee the scene, but was taken into custody after a short scuffle.
You know,
the Post said that Karen is not facing any charges at this time.
Right. Just wants to make sure that it's not a danger to anybody.
Who is driving with an alligator in the back of the car, and then if you're a cop and you pull over this person... And then all of a sudden, surprise, there's an alligator in the back seat.
Do you think the person was like, oh, yeah, that's Karen.
This is my pet alligator,
Karen.
That's Karen.
One time, my wife and I were driving to the Southgate Chili's.
Oh, I like where this is going.
And on one of the main residential streets, we're at a stoplight, and there was a man standing in his driveway with what looked like an alligator. And so I rolled down the window. And this guy's sauce. This guy should not have been brandishing an alligator. I said, is that an alligator? And he goes, no, it's an iguana. And he starts laughing. I don't know, so funny. Because, you know, it's a small alligator could be mistaken for an iguana.
Sure.
Him and his drunk buddy started laughing and goes, oh, this is Chewy, my pride and joy. And so every time we drive by the house,
Chewy,
my wife and I are like, how you doing, Chewy? You know, like, can we find him? And then, like, 6 months later, there was a story about an alligator that was loose two towns over.
Oh, no! It was Chewy!
And it's, I was like, oh, it's the first time I ever knew a celebrity. It was very exciting. But, yes, it's very cruel to have an alligator up here because...
Oh, I wouldn't think of it.
Yeah, the summertime is fine, but they're cold-blooded. What do you do with them in the winter?
I don't know. The whole thing is just crazy. You never know what you're going to run into these days, you know.
Especially in Weber.
In Lake County, Michigan, pulling over a vehicle.
Yeah. Well, I hope Karen... Thoughts and prayers to Karen, and I hope I hope she doesn't eat anyone's... anyone's children or pets or anything.
Yeah.
Next topic, Dave.
So I know you all are familiar with the movie Back to the Future.
Dave, when are we getting to the story you said we're going to love?
You got to say the best for last, right?
No, you go with your first stuff. You go with your best stuff that people won't tune out.
People aren't going to. First of all, a lot of Back to the Future fans, I'm sure, in the Whatever Dave audience.
Yeah.
And a lot of fans of VHS. Remember the VHS tapes?
This just keeps getting better.
Anyway,
a
VH copy of Back to the Future was just auctioned for $75,000, which is thought to be the highest bid ever paid for a VHS tape.
Man.
Okay.
Wow. Unopened?
Unopened, shrink wrapped.
From 1985.
Yep, great condition from 1986. And
you know, our coworker Blake has a VHS copy of that Snooze Fest Top Gun on his desk.
He does.
Yes,
I don't think it's in the shrink wrap.
Yeah, but anyway,
it's not in mint condition.
The owner of this VHS tape was
a loser.
Was not the loser, but the actor who played Biff. Biff Tannen in the movie.
So what, he fell on hard
times?
Tom Wilson. So he...
Yeah, he fell on hard times and had to
auction
it.
But his family apparently has all these, collections of VHS tapes of these box sets.
Wow.
And his a couple years ago, his Back to the Future Part 2 sold for like $16,000.
Wait, this is Shooter McGavin, right?
No.
No.
No?
Tom Wilson, different actor.
Tom Wilson.
Oh.
This is...
You're thinking of Christopher McDonald?
Yeah, Christopher McDonald was Shooter McGavin.
This guy's in a lot of stuff. Why is he? Why does he need to auction off his VHS tape?
He was auctioning them off and then signing them for people, whoever wanted
them. Oh, okay.
But the fact that somebody paid $75,000 for a sealed VHS Back to the Future tape, I don't know.
It gives me confidence because, you know, I bought up all of those Disney Black Label ones at a Salvation Army
for
10 cents each, and I'm waiting
for them to go back in the vault.
Yeah.
Don't you wish that when you were younger that you had kept all of your toys or action figures or anything you might have been into in, like, the original packaging? And they would be worth so much money today. Like, all the Star Wars Hasbro.
Well, no, because
Kenner
I wanted to
stuff.
Play with them, you know?
I know, but nobody knew that back then. But just think, I mean, you did get people who bought, like, two of each. And
I
kept...
got some Star Wars stuff in their packages.
Really?
Yeah.
Never opened?
Correct. Not from the really? Original.
Not
19,
from the original, from the, like from the like the Kenner stuff that
but
was.
They still are 20.
Yeah, I'd like to go
old,
to my. So that I'd like to go through my mom's basement and see what kind
of
stuff.
That would
is
be
down
some of that stuff might be worth some money.
Yeah, I think I checked one time. It was 15, 20 bucks.
Really?
Wow. I don't know. I have to look again. It was the Micro Machines fleet.
Mm.
Okay, I remember the Micro Machines.
Tie dye. I mean, okay. The TIE fighter and the X-wing.
Okay.
Dave, next topic.
Nerd alert.
Anyway. This story.
I really thought that would add some momentum going. I don't know.
This story, I'm telling you, this is a great story. You guys will love this story.
Hey, Dave, why don't you stop telling us how great the story is and just tell us the story?
This is the best.
You've been talking, you're going to love this story. So far, I've been lukewarm at best on all of them.
All right. Well, you're a man who's hard to please, and that's what we respect about
you.
That's
right.
All right. I'm tough on you because I know what you're capable of.
A headstone.
Not much.
A headstone at an Iowa cemetery is raising controversy after residents noticed the family had included a hidden profanity in the grave marker's engraved message.
Oh, cool.
Okay. The family of Stephen Paul Owens, who died at 59, said in the hidden message, you ready? This is what the message says.
Lay it on us.
Yeah, let's hear it.
Forever in our hearts, until we meet again, cherished memories known as our son, brother, father, papa, uncle, friends, and cousin. Okay?
Okay. That was the hidden profanity message?
The formatting of the type causes the first letter of each line to spell out the message.
It's a secret code.
Yeah.
What's it?
F off.
Cool.
Okay.
That's cute.
Yeah, that's clever.
So
I can respect
family,
that.
So the family says that it was a term of endearment for Owen. He said that if he said it to you, he meant that he liked you.
Oh, wow.
And if he didn't like you, he didn't talk to you.
Owen had a hard time expressing his feelings.
Sure.
So,
got in some trouble when he befriended some police officers.
So the township the township board of trustees said officials rejected the headstone.
Oh.
But the family had it installed anyway.
So wait a second. You said the township...
Yes.
Why did the township even know about this? Like, who narked on him? Just put it in place, and it's like the family's fun little secret.
I guess that everything is run through the township in Iowa for headstones put up in this cemetery.
You can't even die without all these bureaucrats.
Oh, no.
The board said that in a statement, it does not allow profanity on gravestones because those others who have a place in the cemetery have the right of decency afforded to them. But you're not going to know what this means unless you pull out each letter. This is like something out of an old spy movie.
Right.
I love it.
I mean, was one of the township officials that observant? I mean.
Yeah. So the community members of the, they're preparing legal action to have the headstone removed.
Really? They care that much?
They do not want, nor do they appreciate the stone being in the cemetery.
Wow.
The community will not stop until they have the headstone removed.
No kidding.
This is how you get your ass haunted by Owen.
Oh, yeah.
You don't mess with someone's headstone.
And Owen's family said they are hoping to reach an agreement with the community to allow the stone to remain in place.
They're cruising for a haunted bruising from Owen.
That's right.
Yeah, exactly. So... I find no problem with this. I think it's hilarious.
No. I feel
think it's like a hidden family joke.
I love it. Somebody tattled to the township because there's no way the township should even be weighing in on this because there's no way they should even know. It should just be a little funny thing amongst the family, helping them cope, helping them grieve. And look, I unless people know the headstone's there, they're not going to go over and read a swear word.
Sure.
Right, but it's just, I mean, it's just, it's very nice what was on the headstone. You would never know that if you took the first letter of the way that it was laid out.
That was very clever.
That it was F off. And that's what Owen liked to say if he was your friend.
That's nice.
So I have no problem with it, and I hope that the family wins this argument with the
What's
with
the city?
This is in Iowa, and the city is the
Iowa's
camp,
a state, Dave.
I said Camp Township.
You
camp.
Moved the headstones, but you kept the bodies, didn't you?
Camp
didn't
Township.
Ya?
Well, it's just outside Des Moines.
It's the Warren Powers Cemetery in rural Polk County.
Yeah. Yeah, just
That's
leave
where
it.
I spent my 31st honeymoon.
You know, when you go to look up Camp Township, Iowa, and go to Google Images, one of the categories is headstone.
Ah.
And let's see.
You moved the headstone.
And you do know what Iowa Iowa stands for, right?
What?
I owe the world an apology.
Wow.
So
okay. Hating on Iowans.
Let's see.
I didn't see that coming.
Well, oh, okay. So here, I found a picture of it.
Okay.
And
Rich's hero was born in Iowa, so
who's that?
That's right.
Captain Kirk.
Open link in new tab. You know what? Maybe I'll put this up on our Instagram or our Facebook. I'm sorry. Jesus Christ. The WJR off-air Instagram and TikTok page so people can see.
Yeah, I think you need to bring this to the attention of the masses, Michael.
Yeah, I'm trying to get just the picture. Okay, whatever. I'll share the screen here. Share screen. This is brutal for people who are listening and not watching. Bear with us. Here it is.
You kept the headstones.
Okay. So let's.
You moved the headstones, but you kept the bodies, didn't you?
You remember that day from Poltergeist?
So you can kind of see
T. Nelson.
Yeah. Okay. So the F. I mean, it's clearly. It's clearly.
That's pretty cool.
It is.
I like that. Yeah, they should have made him bold.
Yeah. I mean, if you're looking for, bold. If you're looking for it, there the first letter is a little bit bigger than the rest.
That's beautiful.
I mean, it's clear. It's clear as day that it says.
I love it.
Yeah. I mean, maybe they could have made them all lowercase, but still, well.
It's not our fault.
Yeah, that's pretty obvious, though.
No, that's good.
I don't know. I you know what?
Are you torn about what side you'd be on there,
wow,
Michael?
Wow, you're conflicted.
Well,
I like seeing you conflicted.
Yeah, I mean, it is there plain as day.
Wow.
So
you're going to say. It has no place in the cemetery.
Here's what I was picturing. I was picturing one of those headstones that lays flat on the grass.
Right.
Oh. Yeah.
That one's kind of in your face.
Oh.
It's
a mausoleum.
Yeah. It's almost a monument to the F word.
Wow. That's a strong stance.
I knew Rich would like it.
Yeah.
Because, why do you think
because,
I would
because
like?
Rich loves chaos.
I do. That's true.
Richard's an agent of chaos.
That's true.
Rich, any time that anything involves chaos, dissension, Rich is all about it.
You really think that about me, huh? You think I'm an anarchist.
You like to let's just say, start it up kind of.
Well,
you know,
I wouldn't say start it up.
You like to kind of.
I observe and then I laugh.
You like to, you know, kind of, you know. You know, what's the word I'm looking for?
I don't know.
You like to kind of
a very revealing
you know,
show about the psychology of each of them.
I think Dave knows the word. He's just looking for an easier word.
Yeah, you just kind of like to
stir the pot.
Yes.
But I don't like to stir the pot.
Not really.
I merely observe.
I mean, stirring the pot is him
maybe
starting
you
fights
just,
with
maybe
people.
You just like the aftermath after the pot
That's
has been
true.
Stirred.
That's true. I do
I think
like
you
that.
Like the. I think you like the chaos that ensues.
I just like when people try really hard and it doesn't work out the way they want.
Right. There's something
like this podcast.
Right. There's something endearing about people trying really hard and still being bad.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like this podcast.
I agree.
Well, I feel that this podcast has grown to
well, we've got
to
more
sizes that we never thought that it would go to.
Right. 7 people.
Yeah, that's pretty big, man.
I think more people just use the name of the podcast to put Dave down than to actually listen.
I think
to the
Michael
podcast.
Feels bad that some people think that the reality
right.
they live in the reality of whatever Dave.
Right.
Which we're only in for a half hour each week.
Right.
But they've brought it into the realm where
they think
24/7.
They think it's real.
Oh yeah, that's all right.
And I've given people.
And I think Michael is torn at this.
I've given
this.
People license to disrespect Dave, and while hilarious. I don't know if it's ethical.
There's a part of Michael that feels he's going to hell for this.
Oh.
No. I just don't want to make things tough on our friend Dave. But I do feel the late handyman smiling upon us in the studio as we bust Dave's chops.
I'm sure. I'm sure that
rest,
we could only find.
Rest in peace, America's
could,
Masters
if we
handyman.
We could only find the cane.
No. Ooh. All right. Dave. You are you ruin everything. It started with that story about the boa constrictor and the dog video.
It was a python.
Oh, geez. Okay. We're going to end this broadcast, and this is the last episode of Whatever, Dave. So just kidding. We're actually going to be back on Monday because we have prior engagements. So you're going to get a double dose of Whatever, Dave, quickly, and then there'll be a week and a half lull. But law of averages. Okay.
Nothing better.
Thanks for listening, everyone. Bye.